Have you ever read God's Word and didn't understand a thing He was trying to tell you? How many of us have been guilty of that? Hey, we've all been guilty. How do we eliminate that? We need to pray over the Word before we get in it. When we pray and ask God for revelation and wisdom, then that will open the door for Him to give you revelation and wisdom from His Word. If you don't pray and ask, chances are you're going to be just like these guys. What'd they understand? Nothing. But they didn't understand a thing He said. Its significance was hidden from them, and they failed to grasp what He was talking about. They just didn't have a clue. Verse 35 and 36. And as they approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked, "What's going on? What's happening?" 37 and 38. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was going by. So he began shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You think he'd ever heard about Jesus? You think somebody'd come along and said, "Hey, you know, Jesus of Nazareth, man, he's a healer. He opens blind eyes." You think he heard that? You think that stuck? Why do you think that stuck with him? Because he was blind. He had a need. You know, it's amazing how you can hear things when you have a need. You know that? If you have a need, you can hear things you don't have when you don't have a need. Is that right, young lady? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, whenever you don't have a need, you know, you hear somebody say something, you just, I mean, I'm the world's worst, I guess. You know, if I don't have a need for something, you know, my wife, she knows that. You can ask her. She can be just talking to me in my ear, just my ear bowls just do it. And when she gets through talking, she says, "What did I say?" I said, "You were talking?" Have any of you guys ever had that problem with your wife besides me? Oh, Scott's just like me. Yeah, that's the way we are, you know. But now, if there's something that she needs or that I need or that I'm really interested in, she starts talking, I'm listening. Well, this guy here, when he said, "Jesus of Nazareth is coming by," he begins shouting, "Jesus!" I mean, he's shouting. He don't even know where Jesus is at. But can you imagine this guy saying, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus"? No, I think he's screaming at the top of his lungs, "Jesus, Lord!" I see him jumping up there. I got his hands up in the air. I can just see him out there now. He says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 39 and 40. The crowds ahead of Jesus tried to hush him. "Shut up, you're making too much noise." But he only shouted louder. I mean, he has a need, doesn't he? "Son of David, have mercy on me," crying out to the Lord. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. Wow. He heard him. He stopped and wants the man to be brought over there. Just like when you scream out to the Lord, "Lord, I have a need." Verse 41 and 42. Then Jesus asked the man, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord," he pleaded, "I want to see." Now, you know, just think. Have you ever tried just closing your eyes for a little while thinking, "I ain't never going to be able to open them again"? But you know, you don't walk very far. I mean, I know where everything's at in here, but I ain't going to take many steps my eyes closed because I'm going to stumble over the bench or something. When's the last time, just like Proverbs says, your eyes and your ears are a gift from God and you should praise Him for them daily? Have you done that lately? Isn't that amazing how we don't obey Him? Your eyes and your ears are a gift from God and you should praise me for them, He said. And you know, we go through the whole day just looking all at everything, hearing everything, and never saying, "Lord, thank you." Do we take these things for granted? Yes, we do. Every one of us. We're guilty. Jesus said, "All right, you can see." How hard was that for God to do that? Isn't that amazing how easy He can do that? All you got to do is touch His hand. He says, "Your faith has healed you." Now, what makes you think that man had faith? If he didn't have faith and believe that Jesus could do that, he wouldn't have been jumping up and down screaming, would he? He wouldn't have been saying, "Lord, Lord, Jesus of Nazareth, Lord, I need you, Lord." You don't have a need. You don't scream and holler at Jesus. But when you realize, we started out with an unjust judge and a woman. And that woman was a persistent woman, wasn't she, girl? And she kept coming back and back until she got her answer, didn't she? Did Jesus tell you to take that example and never give up? That's what he said. Don't never give up. That unjust judge, he heard that persistent woman. And now we end with a man in this Luke chapter 18, that this man is screaming, Jesus, I am not giving up. I'm not taking no for an answer. That's the persistence I had with my granddaughter. When I said, God, somebody told me several times, not once or twice, many people told me, Thurman, give up. Look at her. She's impossible. You know it's impossible for her to live. Look what the doctor said. I said, I don't care what the doctor said. If Jesus didn't plan for her to live, he shouldn't have put John 15:7 in his word. I want you to look at that scripture. Go to John 15:7. I want you to look what it says here. In John chapter 15, verse 7, look at this wonderful promise. John 15:7. I don't care what translation you put it in. Just any one of them. But if you stay joined to me and my words remain in you, you may ask, what? Any request that you like, and it might be granted to you? What did he say, brother? If the king says that, I believe I'm going to believe him, don't you? Yes, I'm going to believe him. And so I stood on those promises. And I worshiped him, and I praised him, and I thank him, and I marched up and down those halls. I marched up and down beside that bed. I sang praises. In fact, that first day, when that little social worker got ready to go home that afternoon, she come over and she says, sir, I've got to tell you, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I said, what do you mean? She said, you come in here, you've lost your wife and your daughter, and they tell you your grandbaby can't live, and all you do is sing songs and walk up and down and praise God for the last 10 hours. That's all you've done is walk up and down that bed singing with your hands up praising the Lord. She said, I ain't never seen nobody do that in my life. And I said, young lady, you ain't never seen a miracle like you're going to see my Jesus do. Did our Jesus show up? Yes, he did. That little girl's supposed to come home today. She's been down with her other grandparents for the last 2.5 weeks. And I think that they offered to bring one of the other granddaughters down there. And she said, no, I don't want any other body down here, just me and Grandma. Because she just wraps Grandma around her finger, takes her shopping and all that kind of stuff. Did they learn how to work you pretty quick? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they learned how to do that pretty quick. Just like the time she came over and said, this Grandma said, Grandma, I need you to take me shopping. She says, honey, Grandma don't have no money. She said, that's no problem. Go get Granddaddy. He's got lots of money. He'll take me shopping. And does that sound like a little girl? Yes, that sounds like a little girl. Knows her Granddaddy. And so they come got me, and she wanted a little doll. The little dog cost $5 or $6, but she didn't have that kind of money. But Granddaddy did. And so naturally, she got what she wanted. So she's coming home this afternoon. She's been gone, I guess, 2.5 weeks, and it's just amazing how quick it goes by. But they're bringing her home. I thought I was going to have to go down and get her somewhere halfway between here and Atlanta. That's where she's been, just north of Atlanta there for the last 2.5 weeks. I thought they were going to bring her about halfway, and I was going to fly either tomorrow or something. But they said they were coming all the way here today. They'd be here before dark today, so she will be home. My little granddaughter will be home. Now, I'm kind of like Bailey's grandfather when we were in Hobbs this last week, week before last, whatever it was. Bailey's grandfather. Some of you may have not heard Bailey's testimony, but if you haven't, you need to get a copy of it back there. Listen to what God did for Bailey. She was 15 at the time. She's now 17. But when she was 15, she was sleeping in one of those chambers for months and had to have oxygen. She thought she was dying, and I guess she was technically dying. And everybody out there thought she was dying. And so her mom and dad, Baptists, they brought her to me. And we broke the curse, found out what their sin was, got them to repent of it. And we prayed the prayer of faith for little Bailey. And Jesus, our King, instantly healed little Bailey right there. And she's totally, completely healed today. And her grandfather came to the meeting in Hobbs, because that's where they live. And he walked up to me two of the days of three we were there, and put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Pastor, I'm so glad you do what you do." He said, "I am completely convinced if you didn't do what you do, my granddaughter, I would not have her." So he said, "Every time I look at that little heel girl," he said, "I cry. And I thank God that he's alive and well today. And that there's men like you that go do what you do." Am I glad I go do what I do too? I'm very glad, because if all the studying I'd had to do was just for Bailey, it'd all been worth it. But it wasn't just for Bailey. Now then, did God give me this gift alone? No, he gave it to all of us. All we got to do is get in his word, love him, worship him, be persistent in your prayers, right? Don't just pray one time. I mean, pray and worship him for whatever you want. Make sure you've got every sin repented of. And then make sure every word out of your mouth confirms what you want from God. I mean, walk in it. Walk in obedience to it. Walk. I mean, I was at the wedding last night. Our family is very, very strong Christian. Our whole side of our family. I mean, nobody looked at me when I said, "Praise the Lord," when they picked me up at the airport, and I was like, "Praise the Lord." Hey, everybody knows. We all talk about Jesus in our family. It's a normal thing. But the other family wasn't quite so strong. When we're sitting around, I said, "Well, praise the Lord." They all turn around and look at me. "Something wrong?" "No, that's just a normal thing. Praise the Lord." "Do you say that a lot?" "Oh, yeah, I guess I do." "Praise the Lord." "Do I say that often?" "Yeah, I guess I do. Praise the Lord." "Yeah, I don't hardly have to talk without saying praise the Lord. Do you, Pat?" "Should we say that pretty often, Tom?" "All the time. Yeah, praise the Lord. Bless his holy name." Don't just wait and talk to God when you have a need. And that's what so many people do. They wait till they have a need. Wait till they get sick, or wait till a child gets sick or something. And then they start seeking God. Now, that's not the time to seek him. Seek him when you're well. You know, put him first. Love him, worship him, and praise him. And do what he says from his word. Study his word. Spend time with him in the word. Hours. Get in there, read it, and study it. And then start praying for people. And start praying for yourself. You know, start praying for others. And be very persistent.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Be Persistent and Never Give Up," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.